Today's scripture reading is taken from Acts chapter 2, verses 42 to 43.
今日我哋经文来自《使徒行传》第二章42到43节。
The worship leaders will read this alone, first in English and then in Cantonese.
带领者会读这段经文，先用英文，再用广东话。
Acts chapter 2. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. And awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles.
使徒行传第二章。 都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接、擘饼、祈祷。 众人都惧怕，使徒又行了许多的奇事神迹。
The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever.
草必枯干，花必凋残，唯有我们神的话必永远立定。
We are very happy to have Pastor Jin Chung bring us today's message, The Fourfold Devotion of the True Church.
今天我很开心有我们郑振元牧师为我们讲真教会的四重勤健。
Good morning, church.
弟兄姊妹早晨。
Let us all rise and greet one another by saying Happy Mother's Day.
让我们一起起立去跟大家讲都是说母亲节快乐。
Happy Mother's Sunday, everybody.
母亲节的主日崇拜早晨。
Now we are looking at the series on the Jerusalem church that was birthed upon Pentecost.
就话我而家继续睇都系睇嘅就系话喺个四旬五旬节之后就系嗰个时间呢个当时嘅耶路撒冷教会点样去成长。
You see, we all have our beginning somewhere, don't we?
系咪我哋每个人都系从开始都有个开头嘅。
And church does also.
教会都有个源头。
So grace and peace to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, everyone.
所以奉耶稣嘅名，所以有平安，带俾大家。
We are walking together through a sermon series called Grace in Motion.
就话我哋而家都系睇紧一个系列嘅体育教育，讲到嘅教会嘅成长。
And we are looking at, we're trying to answer the question, what is church?
我就问一个问题，就话究竟教会系乜嘢咧？
And the very first New Testament church is actually found in the book of Acts, chapter 2, the Jerusalem model of a church.
而开头第一个教会嘅成长嘅历史就系可以喺个《使徒行传》第二章嘅开始嘅揾到。
So we're looking at the church from Jerusalem to today in New York City.
所以我就会睇今天早上嘅《使徒行传》第二章耶路撒冷当时嘅教会，同比较下而家今现代嘅。
So what does the church Jesus built actually look like?
所以话喺开头耶路撒冷耶稣所建立嘅教会系点样嘅咧？
And what does she look like here now in this city 2026?
而喺2026年嘅现今呢个系纽约市当中神设立嘅教会又系点样嘅咧？
From beginning of Acts chapter 2, we saw the fire fell upon Pentecost.
我哋开头睇就话讲到二章，我讲到话有火焰嘅临到当时嘅五旬节，呢个当时嘅教会。
Now after that, Peter went into the synagogue and he finished his very first sermon on Jesus's death and resurrection.
而当时彼得都系俾佢第一个嘅讲道，讲到话耶稣基督嘅身同埋佢嘅钉喺十字架上。
And now Christ poured out his spirit upon Father, from Father upon 3,000 men who were converted.
而天父嘅将呢个灵都降临，俾到呢个3,000人嘅人去听道，跟住信主。
Because we know from last week they cried out, brothers, so what shall we do after the gospel cut into their heart?
上个礼拜讲到就话，当人去听到呢个福音嘅时候，福音介入咗人嘅心，跟住会点样咧？
Do you remember what Peter's answer was?
记得彼得有人当时一问，我哋听咗道之后要点样啊？ Peter 点去答佢哋咧？
Told them to repent, be baptized, and receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
彼得仲去讲话，你哋要去悔改，要去相信，要去受洗。
Ironically, the same hands once nailed Jesus to the cross is now same hands opening up to receive grace of God.
同一個手, 他們班人是當時的人, 去將他釘在十字架上, 而同一個手, 是將人去得到拯救。
And today's passage tells us, so what happens next after the birth of Jesus' church?
而接著我們就去看,好了,一人聽完這個講道之後,當時的教會之後怎樣了?
When the music of Pentecost fades away, and Monday morning returns to us again, what did this church, the newly established church by the Word and Spirit, look like?
就是說星期日去聽到這個教導了,他們去聽完了,有聲音了,唱歌了,星期一了,接著怎樣呢?
For the next two Sundays, we'll hear Luke's description of this newly birthed church in verses
42-47.
And today we're going to look at part 1, verses
42-43.
So if you have a Bible, please take it out and open your Bible to the book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 42-43, and we will read it this together in the language of your preference.
我們如果你有聖經的時候,請你打開,我們一起去讀這個《使徒行傳》第2章第42-43節。
Okay, let's read it together with one voice. Ready, set, go. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. And awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. Amen. Brothers and sisters, this is the very first record of the Christian church in the Bible. We notice that it's not a photograph of kind of a building like in the Old Testament, the temple and all that.
當時這個述說不是說好像我們看一幅圖這個建築物是怎樣
It is nor a picture or a list of names who attended, who didn't, or who gave how much offering and who didn't
剛才所讀的述說不是說有哪些人會去到或者去做些什麼
But it is a photograph of four active verbs
但是呢,這邊其實說到有四個很重要的字眼
That unites the church in Jesus Christ.
這四個字眼就是將人去怎樣的跟耶穌基督去維繫。
Now, before we walk through them one at a time, I want us to notice that these four, what these four active verbs are.
我們再去看,今天會再主要去看,那四個字眼是什麼呢?
Now, first of all, we don't want to consider them as trivial religious duties or activities that we do repeatedly week in, week after. But the Reformed theologians and pastors of the history of the church have given them the title and they are now called the ordinary means of grace for the church.
其實這四樣東西講到是一個恩典,一個普通的途徑
A shorter catechism, question 88, describes this ordinary means like this
在西文小信條講到第88問就講到這個問題
Interestingly, the first word is outward
他講到第一句就說,在外面
You know, we are saved by faith, but now we're talking about outward fruit of that internal conversion
他講到就說,我們很多時候是信心在裡面,但是要看外面,外面就怎樣去影響,怎樣去反映到內心
The outward and ordinary means whereby Christ communicates to us the benefits of redemption are His ordinances, especially the Word, sacraments, and prayer
他講到就說,當時去看這個神的設立,這個恩典怎樣去看到呢,就是透過神愛我們人
And the very proof biblical text that the Westminster Divines pointed to was this very passage that we read today, verse 42. It's the word, it's the fellowship grounded in the sacrament, it's the table, it's the prayer. prayers.
就讲到四样嘢，就系话要有一个话语，有一个圣礼，有一个团契，同埋一个祷告。
These are what Christ has appointed as the church's spiritual pipeline.
就话我哋作为基督徒嘅，我需要有四样嘅嘢。
And the manner in which these means of grace were actualized in the life of everyday Christian in Jerusalem Church is actually found in a grammar, Greek grammar Luke uses in this passage.
也就是说在当时看到路加福音，路加里面都去述述说的时候，当时耶路撒冷教会都是由于四样的东西一起去做。
And the first grammar and the verb that we wanted to look at is devoted or devotion.
就说第一个字眼去讲就说他们恒心遵守。
It's in a peculiar tense and we call it a peripheristic imperfect.
就讲到说其实一个好像未完全完完做完的工作。
You don't have to memorize that, but it's actually a simple way of saying that this was not just a one-day spike.
因为讲到话，呢个恒心遵守嘅，唔系话只系心血来潮一次做咗算数噶啦。
The word devoted in Greek actually and literally means to face something and stand strong at the face of it.
亦即系话要去面对好用心嘅、好坚强嘅去。
So the Spirit always makes sure that the people of God did not drift away.
所以叫做人去相信之后唔会去离开。
But kept them coming back to the Word, the sacraments, and the prayer.
就话将人能够系继续嘅去遵守呢个规条。
With that being said, please join me in a word of prayer before we dive in.
我哋一齐祈祷。
Lord, we stand before the finished work of our gracious Lord Jesus Christ.
主，我哋站在主耶稣基督佢完成工作前面。
And we pray that the very same power of the Holy Spirit that fell upon Pentecost, the very Spirit of Christ that raised Jesus from dead, would you grant us not only clarity of mind, but fire in our hearts, and devotion in our actions, that we may understand the depth of your suffering and the height of your glory, and live out by carrying our cross after you,
O God.
In Jesus' name. So after 3,000 people were baptized and added to the church, the first record of these redeemed sinners is that they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching.
就话三千人去听到呢个嘅讲道之后，佢哋受洗，去相信之后，一个记载就话去做乜嘢啊？第一样嘢就系佢哋去恒心遵守使徒嘅教训。
And the primary subject of apostles' teaching is the teachings of Jesus Christ Himself.
佢哋教训乜嘢啊？就教训去遵守就耶稣基督佢所讲嘅说话，佢嘅教训。
What they heard from the lips of Jesus when they were together.
就话佢哋从前去听到从耶稣基督嘅口中嘅说话。
And interestingly, they did not understand this subject or whatever they were teaching right now until Jesus appeared to them after resurrection and opened up their minds and understand things that he has said. Particularly his crucifixion as for sinners like you and me, his resurrection and his promise to return.
特别是关于耶稣基督是被钉十字架罪人去死，是为罪人去死，去死里复活，同埋个圣灵嘅晓灌溉。
This was what was being preached, and this was what was taught. Everything that pointed to Jesus's redemption for sinners.
以上就系当时佢哋去教导，就全全去指着耶稣基督嘅工作嘅一切。
Jerusalem Church preached that.
教会去教导呢啲嘢。
Every day.
就系每天每日嘅去教导呢啲嘅说话。
Every week.
每个礼拜。
So we should also.
所以我哋都同一樣。
We're in a transitional period of looking for a new pastor.
我哋咧係一個嘅轉接，我哋去揾一個新嘅牧師。
We need to know whether this pastor is preaching Christ in season and out of season.
我哋都要揾一個依個新嘅牧師，都係話佢係有一個嘅真正，佢哋係幾時嘅都係去教導神嘅説話。
And those of you who are going to be serving as a pastoral search committee.
如果弟兄姊妹有參加呢個嘅聘牧會嘅弟兄姊妹
，Ask yourself, does he uplift Jesus, Christ, him crucified, resurrected, and promised to return and sent the Holy Spirit to us?
嗰位新嘅牧師係咪去相信去遵守呢個教導？呢個教導就話相信主耶穌基督嘅死嘅十字架上佢嘅復活同埋佢嘅靈。
When you do that, we will see the same scene that we saw in Nehemiah chapter 8.
所以你睇嘅时候就我睇到就话，同一个罪就系当时好似尼希米所讲嘅同一个罪。
Multiple generations set up, separated at least 70 to 80 years in between the first returnees and then the second returnees to Jerusalem from Babylon.
当时系被俘虏之后回翻嚟嘅人。
Under the leadership of Nehemiah, the cupbearer, and Ezra, the scribe, exiles, old and young, male and female, stood together in the square of destroyed Jerusalem temple.
就话当时嘅佢哋被俘虏嘅，被巴比伦之后，佢回国翻嚟啦。佢哋好多人去回国翻嚟去听呢个嘅神嘅说话。
And Ezra, the scribe, opened the scroll on a wooden platform, elevated platform.
而当时以斯拉就去喺个当时喺个木台上。打開個聖經嘅話語，就係去講佢説話。
Nehemiah 8 testifies to us that he read the Word of God for hours.
米書亦講就話，以斯拉就喺當時佢喺木台上打開就係講呢個書卷，講咗好多個小時。
Specifically the law.
特別係講到神嘅律法。
And prophetically Christ to come who fulfills that law.
就講到就話耶穌基督佢會係會嚟去。行出这个律法。
And do you remember what were the people's response to hearing the law, the commandments after commandments after commandments that they have failed to obey?
记不记得当时人去听到这些说话呢，他们呢发现到他们自己不断的其实他们遵守不到神给他们的律法。
When they heard the law that is impossible to keep,
知道他们没办法靠着他们自己的能力去遵守神的律法。
People wept.
人听到之后就哭泣。
No matter whether you were young or old, whether you spoke Hebrew or Babylonian language, they wept together.
无论他们当时他们讲什么说话，当时都好，他们都是听到这个说话时候，神的说话时候，他们当时都哭泣。
They worshiped together.
但他们同，虽然他们不同的话语，但他们一起的去崇拜。
The very...The substance of the post-exilic community was centered on the word itself.
就话当时佢哋被俘虏回归之后啦，佢哋班人去好着重去睇神嘅说话。
And now on this side of the cross in the New Testament,
而家睇翻新约嘅时候
，God is using the lips of apostles' teaching to birth the new covenant community with the Holy Spirit.
而新约嘅时间就系话使徒。就是将人都是去带回去看回神的说话。
Same God.
同一个神。
And same human agency.
也都是同一班的好似大家都是人。
And the same holy, living, and active double-edged sword of the word of Christ.
同一个的神，它是一个两刃的刀的说话。
Only fuller in revelation.
就是透过这个的说话。
And manifested and actualized Christ's incarnate, earthly ministry and redemption.
就讲到就话神就系道成肉身嚟到呢个世上去拯救人。
Brothers and sisters, what united these seemingly disconnected people with culture and language and their spirituality?
就话人点佢当时点样去回应
？Because remember, Babylonians did not believe in Yahweh that they believed in, so they were educated. Public education was infusing the ideas of worshiping an idol after an idol.
因为对于当时旧约嘅时间，呢、这个人好多时嘅，佢哋去崇拜一啲嘅偶像，佢哋崇拜金牛，佢哋去崇拜一啲嘅帮助佢哋。
But under a single-handed leadership that was appointed by God, when He stood up to uplift the holiness of the Word of God to the people, they were united in awe and worship.
但系当时佢之后，佢哋明白，佢相信主耶稣基督嘅工作。
And that is still the same today.
而当时他们人听了之后有回应，现在都一样。
And more than so, we want to be united not with on our ideologies or our, let's say, church polity or anything that we believe in theological ways.
我们听完之后了，不是因着我们所思想，我们应该觉得怎样去明白。
But let it be, if there is anything that would unite people like you and me to the left and right and front and back,Only the word of God.
但系无论系点样都好，我哋点样去都系嘅同一个联合去了解耶稣基督嘅说话。
The house built on sand will not stand.
因为若然我们相信的在这个沙土上 的说话是能够站立的。
So my desire for you is that you would be ever more so united when the word of God and Christ himself will be uplifted here at Grace Church.
所以无论是什么说话都好，愿是真正神的说话，神的说话会临到你的当中，能够帮恩约堂的弟兄姊妹去成长。
But I want to challenge you one more step further than that.
所以我特别的，我想特别的挑战你。
Because the early church, if that was the model for us, if that is a model for us today in 21st century in New York City, they did not just meet on a one-day spike, but they devoted themselves to hear that word.
当时的人去听到这个道之后，不是说只是一个心血来潮，只是一次性的有改变，而是之后不断的去说，
The Greek word devoted actually carries a bit more a strenuous meaning behind of it.
讲到特别嘅，讲到话佢哋系继续嘅恒久嘅遵守。
It's interesting. We spend so much time studying to pass the exam, and yet when it comes to the Word of God, the very holy book, we spend so much less.
啊，好似话我哋读书嘅时候，我哋用好多时间去读要考试嘅书卷，但系咧，我哋用好少时间。
You see, back in the days, they did not have this codex. They did not have the consolidated book. They were had to be heard or spoken by the rabbi or teacher.
要记住就话喺旧时嘅时间，佢哋冇一本真正有一本圣经佢哋去睇，而系只系透过佢哋当时嘅讲道人员去讲道，佢哋只系听。
But now we have not only the book, physical book, but we have smartphones. Few clicks, boom, boom.
唔单止而家，唔单止有圣经真系可以俾你睇，而家有电话嘅，有 smartphone 可以俾你随时嘅，咁样揿就可以知道啦。
When they were listening Ezra, when they were listening apostolic teaching, they were fully engaged in with what they had to say about God.
而当时嘅旧约嘅人，佢一听到神嘅话语嘅时候，佢哋好立刻嘅去留心去遵守。
Do you love God?
你系咪爱神咧
？You must love the Word of God too.
若然你是爱神的时候，你都会爱神的说话。
Cannot say I love God without reading His Word.
我们不可以说我们爱神，但是不想看祂的说话。
And this is not just you, but this is also for me that we have to devote ourselves to the reading and hearing of the Word.
这个不单止是我，也是你一样。我们当我们作为基督徒的时候，我们听到的时候。
So that when worldly theology or worldly ideologies or philosophies come in to shake our ground,
所以就算而家现今嘅世代，佢哋讲咩说话都好，嚟到我哋听到啦。
When the values of the secular world would sift us like to and fro, like how Satan sifted Peter,
或者听到而家嘅世代话哦，你哋应该信啲乜嘢，应该信啲乜嘢，我哋听到啦。
We have our weapon.Sword of God, word.
但我们就是有神的说话成为我们的标准，怎样去面对现今世代跟我们讲的说话。
Let us take a moment to remind ourselves what it was like 20 years ago when God sent us Grace Church to be a newly birthed community of believers.
我们试试想想就是说，若然我们现在的恩约堂怎样去被神去差去第一个世纪的教会，我们去怎样去做呢？
Was it not joy and was it not fulfilling when we met day in and day out around the bread of life?
我们有没有说很开心的每天每日的都能够互相的相聚？
Just to hear God's word being expounded by our pastors.
我们有没有说很开心的我们会听到牧师所说的说话？
Did we not enjoy and cherish the moment to sit under the preaching of the Christocentric gospel?
我们有没有说听到这个神的说话之后我们内心的充满着喜乐？
And yet, if our hearts have gone cold,
但既然我们的心是冰冷的时候，
let us not deceive ourselves by telling the solution is because we did not try hard enough or we did not do it wisely enough.
我哋唔好话同我哋自己讲，只系同我哋讲话，我哋冇尽我嘅能力，我哋冇用好好嘅方法，点样去改变我哋自己
？The diagnostic and the treatment plan for our cold heart is already here in verse 42.
若然我們的心真係變冰冷，冇去好好嘅面對神俾我哋嘅説話嘅時候，
it's not a beautiful building.
唔係因著一個建築物。
It's not more programs for my children.
唔係話要做多啲嘅兒童嘅節目。
It may not be your time allocation.
唔係話只係單係要睇我哋係咪點樣去用我哋嘅時間。
But once again, let me remind you, it's the Word of God.
讓我們大家記住就是說，怎樣去解決我內心冰冷的問題，我們要看神的話語。
Because we do not live by bread alone.
我們生活不是單靠這個食物。
But every word that comes from the mouth of God.
而是我們單靠神口中所說的說話。
This is the first court that united the Jerusalem church.
這就是第一個主要的要點，有什麼方法能夠將人
It also sustained them and it strengthened them and it revitalized them. The first very means of grace that God has prepared for His church is the bread of life for our soul. Now, what comes after the Word of God?
而神的說話去建立人、建立教會、建立弟兄姊妹的關係，而第二點是什麼呢？
It's the fellowship.
第二點就是說我需要有一個團契。
I think you've heard of, you've heard before, the Greek word for fellowship is koinonia.
就是在這個希臘文當中，但是中文都是團契。
Most of us in this day and age, when we think about, when we hear the word fellowship, we think of coffee or having a meal together.
通常我們看傳契是不是意思就是我們一起喝杯咖啡或者有相聚的時間呢？
You know, friendly faces, the same age, same interest, small talks and so on.
是不是說找回同一班人大家很適合談的一起聚會呢？
But let's talk about koinonia in the sense and the cultural background at the time it was written.
但我們看回在第一世紀當時的傳契意思是什麼呢？
In the Greco-Roman world, the koinonia, the specific fellowship mentioned in the Bible, meant joint fellowship, joint partnership.
就是說在古羅馬時代，這個傳契就是說大家一起有同工的時間。
As we can read later, they sold everything and they shared all their finances together. So it was more like shared liability of each other.
大家原來看聖經的時候，你看到就是說當時基督徒他們怎樣去變賣他們自己的家產，怎樣一起去共用所有的資產，之後怎樣一起生活。
If you entered koinonia with, let's say, if I enter koinonia with Ken, I would have his same checkbook. I would have his checkbook.
雖然說牧師若然他跟我是有這個團契的生活，他會擁有我的支票簿。
If we drank from the same cup, that means if he bled, I bled. If he bleeds, I bleed.
若然說我是有流血的，他都會流血。
And we see that in a very special relationship between Jonathan and David, don't we?
我看到就說怎樣看到約拿丹和大衛的關係。
In 1 Samuel chapter 18, it says the soul of Jonathan was knit to the soul of David. That's koinonia.
這個就說在撒母耳記上，看到約拿丹怎樣將他的袍給到王袍給到大衛。
Jonathan strips off his royal robe, his armor, his belt, even his sword, and lay them on David.
他說約拿丹脫下他自己的黃袍、盔甲、腰帶、刀劍放在大衛的身上。
The prince, the son of King Saul, makes himself a servant to David.
約拿丹當時是個王，他願意脫下他所擁有的，服侍這個僕人大衛。
Was running away from King Saul.
他當時就這樣去做。
Now that's koinonia in shadow.
這就是說這個團契的生活的形象。
Just as Jesus gave everything so that we may be reconciled to God the Father,
另外一樣的，我看到就耶穌基督他給了他自己的一切給到我們人。
Just as Jonathan shipped off all his glory and every title he had for his friend David,
就好像約拿丹他放下他所有自己的威嚴給到他的朋友大衛。
We can also, by the help of the Holy Spirit, love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Why? Because the true prince upon the hill of Golgotha stripped off his glory and gave himself to the enemy for us.
因为就话，就算耶稣基督佢死系神，佢自己都系放下佢自己嘅尊贵俾到去人。
So that we may no longer be clothed in our red stained sin, but in white robe of glory.
就因为耶稣基督佢所做一切，使为人唔再需要俾到佢有呢个罪，俾到呢个血去带自己身上。
How foreign does that sound to the people that we know in our work, in our friend zone in New York City?
但话若然你咁样讲嘅说话嘅时候，人有一个人有一个神去为到你披上一切嘅时候，你嘅朋友或者你未相信嘅人听到会系点样回应呢
？Every relationship, if not all, is a transaction for us.
啊，每一个人嘅关系都似有一个嘅中间有一个嘅transaction。
Even unfortunately in our close friendship with one another.
啊，无论系我哋有几好嘅朋友当中，好似有样嘢我哋当中有个传接嘅关系。
What can you do for me, Pastor?
啊，传接关系即意思系话啊，究竟你啊牧师，你可以为我做啲乜嘢咧
？Pastor goes, What can I do for you?
牧师就话咁，我又可以为你做啲乜嘢咧
？Who do you know?
啊，你认识边个咧
？You have a good connection.
咁你有冇同呢個人有咩好嘅關係咧
？Sometimes we call it networking, don't we？
啊，我哋現今世代就講就話，依個就係一個人際關係嘅網絡。
You walk into a room in New York City, and the question behind every smiling face that we see is, "What have you got to offer for me？"
啊，我哋咧就現今世代嘅睇依個嘅依個網絡嘅時間，人際關係就話，究竟你可以為到我做啲乜嘢咧
？Even in this very moment。
就算喺而家
，When we are listening to the word of God，
让我哋就算而家去听神嘅话语嘅时候
，We might be asking to God, God, what do you have for me at this moment？
我就算而家我哋喺呢个在座当中去听神嘅话语嘅时候，我哋都可能会问神，
Lord,
神究竟你可以有啲咩俾到我咧？
Right now, right?
我哋内心入边系咪咁谂咧？神，你可以俾啲乜嘢我咧？
Even care what I'm going through right now？
你系咪真系咁关心我？系俾到啲咩我咧
？God, what do you have for me and my children and my church？
究竟神啊，你有乜嘢可以俾到我，俾我嘅子女咧
？Unfortunately, that wasn't how fellowship worked in Jerusalem church。
好在就系话，当时第一教会嘅全体嘅生活唔系咁样嘅。
We actually see a totally upside down countercultural community of believers。
当时第一教会系完全唔系咁样嘅。
What do I mean by that？Because in that church, analytically speaking, we know that the Wall Street analysts and the warehouse workers were sitting together at the same table.
啊，咁我哋咧，譬如话喺而家世度睇到话，好多唔同嘅人，譬如话喺Wall Street 做嘢嘅人，同埋普通嘅人会坐埋一齐。
The third generational American and the woman who just arrived last week, whose English is not perfect.They still find the same table and eat from the same table.
啊，可能喺一個同一個台上面當中，可能會有一個唔係好識英文，啱嚟到美國嘅人，或者坐埋一齊。
The only reason, the only thinkable reason why this is possible is because each and every one of those people at that table in a church community were already filled with Christ Himself.
就話點解喺一個教會當中有一個咁成功嘅人，或者一個好低級嘅人，能夠可以坐埋一齊食飯咧？點解啊？因為大家都係同係大家一齊 share 同一個寶血。
They were both covered by the same blood of Christ that was shed for everybody who believes in Him。
無論係邊一個階級都好，大家都係分享著耶穌基督嘅寶血。
So if you are sitting in this room today with your filtered headphone, whatever comes in, you're not listening as is, but you have presuppositions that you want to hear the way you want to hear. You have not yet tasted koinonia with each other, nor with God.
如果你係真係想覺得你內心入邊想係得到一啲嘢嘅時候，我哋要留心去聽。
When that happens, we must remember to go back to the word that Christ died for me and him and her and everyone.
我哋大家要去點樣有全契嘅生活，就要去明白就話耶穌基督嘅寶血係為到大家你同我一齊一樣去寫嘅。
Because as we know, if Christ is not at the center of that relationship, we begin to ask, "What do you got for me?" You try to fulfill what you you don't have from that relationship, which can only be fulfilled with your relationship with God.
既然你唔能够去明白耶稣基督嘅宝血系为到无论你系边个高位嘅、低位嘅，同一个宝血系耶稣宝血嘅，系同一样嘅，系为大家系写嘅。既然你唔能够去明白呢个意思嘅时候，你会唔会能够明白当中呢个团契嘅生活嘅意思？
Now the third point, the koinonia or fellowship is followed by the breaking of bread.
而呢个第三点，呢个教会嘅成长，第三点重要乜嘢？就话需要有呢个嘅崇拜擘饼。
This phrase deserves more careful attention than we often give it.
我哋讲到要好留心去听咩叫做擘饼嘅意思。
Because Luke is not describing a casual or normal meal here or dinner, but he's actually describing a sacrament.
路加所讲嘅，我哋大家一齐要去擘饼先有一个好嘅团契嘅生活。呢个擘饼意思唔系只系话大家一齐食餐饭嘅意思。
We're going to hear that more in detail next week because the verse 46 actually covers the difference between the breaking of the bread in Greek. There is a definite article in verse 23, 42, and there isn't in verse 46.
咁啊，当时佢所讲嘅擘饼意思唔系只系讲一个普通大家一齐坐埋食饭，而系只系直接系指着呢个嘅圣餐，我点样一齐去领呢个嘅圣礼。
So it's not some bread, but it's the bread and the wine.That Luke is pointing his readers toward the Last Supper.
呢个路加所讲嘅，呢个唔系一个普通嘅饼，唔系普通嘅杯，系讲呢个特别嘅呢个饼，唔系呢个杯。
It is the time when Jesus, two disciples were on their way to Emmaus, that 7-mile miracle.
就讲个特别嘅，佢讲到当时俾出呢个七个嘅奇迹嘅时候。
At the evening, when the risen Christ took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples, their eyes were opened and they recognized him in the breaking of the bread. That breaking of the bread is in verse 42.
他所讲的这个擘饼就讲在特别的时刻，就是说当主耶稣被卖了一夜，他们当时有这个最后的晚餐，他所讲的擘饼是那个时刻。
But some of you, if you read verse 46, would ask, but PJ, look at that in verse 42, verse 6.They were together and breaking bread in their homes.
就讲到话，当时佢哋喺个第四十六节当中讲到话，佢哋喺个家中入边，佢哋擘饼。
They received their food with glad and generous hearts.
佢哋系内心充满着喜乐去领受呢个饼。
We're gonna look at that next week in more details, but today we want to focus on what that sacrament resembles for us.
我下次会更加去讲，更加清楚当时讲嘅擘饼呢个圣礼。
On the night Jesus was betrayed, he took bread and he broke it after giving thanks and gave it to them and saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me."
而当时耶稣基督喺最后晚餐讲嘅时候就话，当主耶稣被卖那一夜。他拿起饼来祝谢你们擘开说这是我的身体为你们舍的每逢吃的时候要如此行为的是纪念我
I don't want us to see why is Jesus doing that because there was actually an older meal that Jesus was fulfilling that comes from the Old Testament
这个其实你讲到总之为什么他这么讲呢
In Exodus 24 Moses the leader of whole Israel takes Aaron and Nadab and Abihu and 70 of elders of Israel up to the Mount Sinai
当时讲到就话喺旧约当中，佢哋点样去去西乃山嘅时候，去大道当中。
And there in the trembling at presence of holy God, the Bible says they beheld God and they ate and drank。
就话佢哋当时嘅，佢哋一齐去上呢个西乃山，佢哋一齐去擘饼，一齐去进食，一齐去饮。
Sinners before the consuming fire of God were able to eat and drink.
就话当时佢哋系一班罪人，但系佢哋能够去食呢个饼，饮呢个杯。
Now why were they not destroyed?
点解佢哋呢班罪人佢哋能够食呢个杯咧
？These are the men who said, "Moses, please speak on behalf of us to God because His holiness is too much. We might die."
啊，摩西去带住呢班人去上到去呢个山上时嘅时候，就话。神是这么的威严，我们怎么能够做到呢？
The answer is simple because blood has been sprinkled.
因为就说当时就说记得说当时就说的宝血已经去写了。
This is a meal that prefigures the Lord's Supper.
这个、就是在个圣餐之前，这个是所讲的血是圣餐之前的。
Christ's body broken or covenanted. The word covenant means to cut.
啊，这个嘅约意思即系话系切开。
And the Christ's blood was shed upon the people who believes in him.
啊，神嘅宝血就系话佢切开佢嘅宝血系流到人嘅当中。
Now God in human form with His holiness and His majesty sits with sinners at the holy table and eat together.
又话神嘅宝血佢临到相信人嘅当中，人去进食嘅时候。
Brothers and sisters, let us be reminded once again. We do not come to the table because we're qualified. Just as these 70 elders, Abihu, Nadab, Aaron, and Moses himself. But we come to the table by invitation of Christ and His redemption upon that cross. A lot of us in New York City really cannot take it in because we were raised that being seen is being judged. In other words, the worst thing that can happen to me in a community that I love is lose face.
意思就是说，若然我们要去做什么的时候，我们尽量不可以被人丢面。
My reputation.
就是说我的履历。
So we hide.
我们要做什么，不要被人看到。
We hide our addictions.
我们要去隐藏我们的有什么我们很愚昧的要去做的。
And we hide our marriages cracking behind the front door.
我们可能因着我们同夫妇关系当中不是那么好的，我们隐藏着这些关系。
We come to our church wearing a face that cost us everything to maintain.
我们可能会带着一个假的面具来到当中教会崇拜。
But I want to encourage you, at the Lord's table, you don't need to do that.
但是我想大家去谨记，就是当我们能够去来到这个圣桌去领圣餐的时候，我们不需要去带着一个假面具。
Because in the history of mankind, in the entire universe, the Lord's table is the only table that you do not have to maintain any credibility or title or any reputation to approach because Christ has it all.
就是说不是我们若然我们怎么应该来到这个圣餐前面，不是因着我们能够做些什么，我们不需要去带着假面具，我们才能够去带来到这个圣餐。我们能够来到这个领这个圣餐，是因着耶稣基督所能够做的。
It is the holy table where sinners and God Himself can sit together because of Jesus.
是我们能够来到这个圣餐，是因为耶稣基督是流的宝血。
To bring your qualification to the table disqualifies what Christ has done for you, which you don't want that.
不是说我们要带着我们能够做些什么来到这个圣餐前面。
We come because the face has already been broken for us. Jesus' face struck for us.
就话我哋能够去嚟到圣餐，因为我哋嘅面，我哋已经系被打碎。我哋见到嘅系耶稣基督嘅面。
We come by His invitation because the body has already been broken. His body given for us.
就话我哋能够喺圣餐嘅前面，圣桌前面，系因着耶稣基督佢已经舍佢嘅身体。
And we can come empty-handed without having to offer any of our iniquities, imperfection, because He fills us.
所以就话我哋唔需要去带住我哋所要做啲乜嘢，要先至嘅能够去嚟到神嘅前面，因为耶稣基督已经做晒一切啦。
That's Christ's invitation, where He meets us.
呢个就话耶稣基督佢嘅邀请。
And He's the one who sets the table. Come.
耶稣基督佢自己系邀请，就话你嚟来啦。
He's got the food ready. He's got the ticket to the banquet ready. Come.
佢已经系邀请你，佢已经系将呢个筵席已经去摆设，佢自己去一切所做晒晒。
Let us be united to Christ in His death and resurrection.
所以我哋让我哋一齐嘅去相信一切嘅同神有联。
Lastly, after the word, the fellowship, and the meal, there comes the prayers. Definite article, plural form.
就话而最后啊，点样去同神有一个联合，同一个教会嘅成长，就话需要有一个祈祷。
If you look at the Greek grammar, we know this is not merely a private devotion that we have in our privacy.
啊，我讲就话当中呢个嘅崇拜唔系话自己个人嘅崇拜。
It's actually what we do on Saturday mornings or Wednesday evening. It's a set corporate time of prayer with brothers and sisters.
然后就讲到好似系其实系话。 譬如話星期三咁樣，星期六咁樣，係大家弟兄姊妹一齊聚集，一齊有祈禱嘅時間。
But we want to take a few pages back to chapter 1 and see before the Pentecost, before the fire, we know that before 3,000 were converted, disciples were gathered and doing something.
我睇翻就話喺五旬節之前，呢個火降臨之前，俾3,000人悔改之前。
Chapter 1 verse 14 tells us all these with one accord were devoting themselves to prayer. The same Greek word is used, proseuke. You see, in the Bible, even in the Bible, the order of reality matters. They did not pray because the Spirit had already come. They prayed because the Spirit was promised to come. Even in the life of prayer, our prayer devotion, we can live by sight or we can live by faith.
我們去祈禱，我們可以單靠是靠著看的,
Jesus told them to wait, so they waited on their knees.
神講到話佢哋要等待，所以佢哋係等待。
So when the Spirit came and gave birth to the church kept on praying.
所以當時之後聖靈已經降臨啦，聖靈就喺呢個臨到呢個教會當中，佢哋繼續嘅教會祈禱。
Out of three ordinary means of grace, the Word and the sacraments, prayer is the only one that was continuous before the formation of the church.Unto after the formation of the church. Because prayer was the womb, it was the breath, it's the thin air, it was our last resort and our only resort. But PJ, you have no idea how my prayer life looked.You have no idea how I pray or what I pray about. But I want to say it doesn't really matter. Because there is a special uniqueness about a Christian prayer. You see, in verse 33, Peter says, Christ has been exalted at the right hand of God.This is where Christ is now, seated at the throne of right hand of God the Father. But Hebrews 7 says, Christ always lives to make intercession for his people, you and me. So every prayer, whether perfect or imperfect, short or long,That goes up to the throne of God is through His intercession.
So, 无论你系点样去祈祷都好，有高有低嘅时候，你所祈祷嘅所讲嘅说话，都会透过耶稣基督。
The only reason our prayers are answered is because every prayer is heard through Jesus, because of Jesus.
点解我哋嘅祈祷会被听到？因为我哋所每个讲嘅说话或者冇讲嘅说话，都已经俾耶稣基督有睇到。
Even though it feels like we're praying at the wall, like Hezekiah, but we're not praying to a closed sky. We're praying in the name of risen and sovereign Jesus Christ. The one and only mediator between us, the humble and simple one,The glorious, majestic, holy God. Brothers and sisters, Jesus understands where you are more than you understand. He knows what you need more than you do. He knows your weaknesses and strength more than you realize.And then the best part, He's on your side. He listens to your imperfect prayer, maybe baby step prayers, and He makes into the most glorious prayer to be heard to the Father. Knowing this, And not knowing this actually changes our prayer life, doesn't it?
原来你知道的时候, 你是不是好像觉得能够改变你的祈祷生命呢?
Grace Church, as Jesus is praying for you at the right hand of God, you know, like whispering to God,
我们好像我们很细声地讲的说话的时候, 耶稣基督已经是听到你的福音,
will you not pray even more?
会令到你更加地想去祈祷?
The prayer now becomes not an option.
祈祷不是说我们可以, 选择可以做不做?
It becomes the key to access the throne of grace.
祈祷是一个需要, 必要去做的, 因为是能够直接影响到我们, 怎样跟神的关系?
The word, the sacrament, fellowship, and the prayer, and then verse 43 tells us that awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles.
就讲到我之前所讲的有神的话语, 有这个的团契,
Greek word for awe is phobos.
我们有一个敬畏的心,
but it's not like the terror that we know, or fear.
不是说我们敬畏的意思, 不是说我们很恐惧, 很害怕的意思,
but it is a trembling, humble weight a creature feels when they stand before holy God.
敬畏意思就是说是抱着一个很尊敬的心情去敬畏的去面对这个神。
You know, at Mount Sinai, when the formation of the nation that belongs to God, similar scene is visible there too.
当时好像西乃山的震动一样。
You see, there are so many correlations between the Exodus, the new community of God, who were made to worship and given the law, and the new covenant community birthed by the Spirit.
讲到这个西乃山，他当时他讲到话。 当时人的他们是被巴比伦去释放，跟住去回归，而之后好似讲到而家嘅新约嘅时间，佢哋去相信，佢哋去祈祷。
The awe fell upon God's gathered people at Mount Sinai, and Mount Sinai itself shook, and the trumpet sounded, and people were trembled.
讲到话，西乃山都系震动，呢个号角都响起。
And signs and wonders were authenticated. Authenticated Moses as God's prophet, and that was the formation of God's people in the Old Testament. Now the same awe has fallen not on a mountain but on gathered people in Jerusalem, which is now a formation of new God's people in New Testament. Do you see what Luke is trying to say? Mount Sinai, temple to individual.
就算在西乃山当时的教会和现在当时他讲的会众,
the formation of the church means God's glory now no longer dwells on the place between two cherubim, but on his people, on you.
他说神的当中的荣耀不单止再是居住在这个 基帕路的当中，而是神的荣耀是在于会处于大家弟兄姊妹的生命当中。
And we devote our time, ourselves to the word, the sacraments, fellowship, and prayer, and the glory that fell upon Mount Sinai, glory that fell upon the temple that Solomon built, the glory that now falls upon each believer.
就说这个神的荣耀会归于世给大家。
Unfortunately, this is what the modern churches have largely lost. We got programs, we got lectures, we got community groups, we got outreach.
教会的会有很多,
we have lights, we have musicians, we got decorations, we got sound system.
我们教会当中会看到我们有光，有很多的声音，有很多的音乐。
Seems like we have everything but the power of the gospel.
我们看起来好像有很多的设备，很多的人，但是我们缺乏的是神的话语。
But the kingdom of God does not consist in talk, but in power.
我们要去不断的要去讲神的话语。
Where these means of grace, there is glory descending upon them. And one last thing that I want to say before I end is not because we do all those four things, but because we are led by Christ into those means of grace.
我哋所做嘅，我哋要去做嘅，系因为我哋做到，因为耶稣基督去带领我哋。
Let us not walk through this morning with misunderstanding, because the ordinary means of grace is what Christ communicates to us.
啊，神就点样去用一个好普遍嘅方法嘅一将呢个恩典去带到俾我哋。
And for that reason, for us to receive the benefit of redemption, and I hope you are feeling and living out the benefit of redemption in day in and day night, because if you're not, you're not doing the first of Westminster's Shorter Catechism, the chief end of man is to glorify again and enjoy him forever, but you're missing out.
虽然你不能够去感受到神给你这个恩典的时候，我们会缺乏了我怎样去做一个基督徒的生命。
But brothers and sisters, so you wouldn't miss out those redemptive benefits that is stored for you, Jesus had to come under the law for us.
如果你不能够去这样做到的时候，你不能够去给到神给你这个祝福，给你这个的荣耀。
He had to be crucified for us.
耶稣基督他牺牲他生命给我们人。
And he also had to resurrect for us. Don't forget that not just the death of Christ, but there is a resurrection that he, on behalf of us, set an example for the days to come. So brothers and sisters, certainly the glory will come because of Christ's center of this church, the head of this church. And if we are gospel preaching, Christ believing church,then there must be word, sacraments, prayer, and fellowship of koinonia.
So, 若然这个教会是有神的当中的时候，一定的当中一定是有这个的话语，一定会有一个团契，一定有一个圣礼，同埋一定有一个。
As we celebrate this Mother's Day Sunday,
在我们母亲节我们庆祝的时候，
and as we celebrate the 20th anniversary of Grace Church, God's faithfulness and grace over this church,
都是我们庆祝这个20周年音乐堂的建立。
Let us go back to the fundamental. Let us go back to the basics.
让我们去归回这个圣经所教导的基本。
The word.
这个神的话语。
The meal he offers.
就是他所设立的圣餐。
The fellowship that he formed with his blood and spirit.
就是透过他的生命去给到我们这个团契生命。
And the corporate prayer as we come before the presence of God in awestruck.
他所设立的圣餐。
Certainly, God will bless us through the word, sacrament, prayer with His glory.
当然嘅，若然我哋能够做到呢四样嘅，神嘅呢个荣耀会归到我哋当中。
Father in heaven, we come to you this morning as a people who have heard your word.
神啊，我哋去求你去听到你嘅话语嘅时间当中。
You have shown us the church. Your Son is the head.
你俾我睇就话你个儿子耶稣基督系一个教会嘅源头。
And we confess, Lord, that we have so often tried to be the church on our own terms.
我哋唔系话要去做一个教会，系因着我哋所自己所做嘅一切。
We have come to your word for information instead of for life.
我哋嚟到你嘅话语去寻求你嘅旨意。
We have called fellowship what was only friendliness with no perseverance for one another.
我哋去有一个大家团契嘅生活。
And we have come to your table out of habit instead of faith. Forgive us, O God. Bind us to your word, to your meal, to your throne. As you intercede for us every moment. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.